This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about the power of receiving. And recently, I was talking about the story of Naomi, who had lost her husband and would go on to lose her two sons and decided to just pack up and return to her hometown. But she had two daughter-in-laws who offered to return home with her. But Naomi had a very difficult time accepting their offer because she didn't have anything to give them in return. And sometimes we prefer to be the one who gives, because in addition to, us being able to give from our hearts, it also feels like we're more in control when we are the giver rather than the receiver. And being on the receiving end, especially if you don't have anything in return to give back, can feel vulnerable. But I have learned that what feels like vulnerability is actually surrendering to the power of God to work within us. In other words, being the receiver positions someone else to be a blessing, hence creating an opportunity for them to ultimately be blessed. And so when we look at receiving from that respect, we see that receiving is not vulnerable. It really is a powerful place and a purposeful place too. And so let us remember that as we cling to these few words: whoever brings blessing will be enriched, and one who waters will himself be watered. Proverbs 11:25. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, remember, there's power in receiving.